That was a lot of fast talk in there. 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Wiki Corner today, by the way, brought to you by Top to Bottom. Been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency services. For your roof needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. That's 338-9865 for John at Top to Bottom. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
So we are continuing our theme week on word origins.
Yes.
And today we're talking about the word astronaut, which, if you remember, I have mentioned astronauts in the two other Wiki Corners this week. Talked about how astronauts wash their hair in space on Monday.
With shampoo, right?
Yeah. And then yesterday I talked about why they're orange. Their spacesuits are orange.
Oh.
And today we're talking about actual astronauts. We're just going to continue the theme.
Wow. Yeah. This is interesting. Like a sub-theme within a theme.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, go on.
So the word astronaut comes from the ancient Greek, literally meaning star sailor. I like that.
Star sailor.
Very poetic, isn't
it?
It
is, right.
Star sailor.
Yeah.
The word astronaut actually predates the real life profession. It was used to refer to a spaceship, not a person, in a book by author Percy Gregg called Across the Zodiac, way back in 1880, and this was possibly the first instance in the English language of the word astronaut. But again, it referred to a spaceship,
right,
not the person.
And that was Percy Gregg. Percy Gregg.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you like his work, I think.
I think I have him at home in my library.
Yeah,
I will have to look.
Yeah. So the first NASA astronauts were selected for training in 1959. Mm-hmm. Early in the space program, military jet test piloting and engineering training were often cited as prerequisites for selection as an astronaut at NASA, although neither John Glenn nor Scott Carpenter of the Mercury 7 had any university degree in engineering or any other discipline at the time of their selection.
Oh, what were they doing? Just up for an adventure?
I guess, yeah.
Send me to space.
I'm sure they had some other qualifications, but
we don't know what they were.
Selection was initially limited to military pilots. The earliest astronauts for both the U.S. and the USSR tended to be jet fighter pilots and were often test pilots. Today, NASA's candidacy requirements include U.S. citizenship, a master's degree in a STEM field, and at least 2 years of related post-grad professional experience, or at least 1,000 hours of pilot and command time on jet aircraft. So you got to be pretty dang smart to be an astronaut.
I'm going to have to bow out on this.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately. Astronaut training involves everything from classwork to military survival exercises.
Whoa.
Yeah. So astronauts can lose up to 20% of their muscle mass on an 11-day space flight due to the lack of gravity.
Wow.
So all astronauts have to make resistance exercises part of their daily routine, and they typically spend around 2 hours a day exercising.
Oh, well, I'm definitely out.
Yeah, we're
that's
definitely
the other
out.
Reason.
We're
all the education
out.
Part.
Yeah.
And the exercise, yeah.
Yeah. So the first human in space was Soviet Yuri Gagarin, who was launched on April 12, 1961, aboard Vostok 1 and orbited around Earth for 108 minutes.
Wow.
Alan Shepard became the first American and the second person in space in May of 1961 on a 15-minute suborbital flight. The first American to orbit the Earth was John Glenn in February of 1962. The first American woman in space was Sally Ride during Space Shuttle Challenger's mission STS-7 in June of 1983. And in 1992, Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman to travel in space aboard STS-47.
Wow.
So since 1961, 600 astronauts have flown in space.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Until 2002, astronauts were sponsored and trained exclusively by governments, either by the military or by civilian space agencies, with the suborbital flight of the privately funded Spaceship One in 2004. A brand new category of astronaut was created.
Really?
The commercial astronaut, who are not actually, astronauts.
They're passengers.
They're
are they
space,
passengers?
They're not. What?
Yeah, they pay to go?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
So the youngest person to reach space was a Dutch space tourist named Oliver Damon, who was 18 years and 11 months old when he made a suborbital space flight on Blue Origin NS-16. And the oldest person, do you know who the oldest person in space?
I'm going to go with William Shatner.
William Shatner, He was 90 years old when he made a suborbital space flight on Blue Origin NS-18 in 2021.
But to be fair, he doesn't look 90.
He does not look 90.
He looks the same.
I remember when that happened and they said he was 90 and I could not believe it.
Right. And he doesn't act like he's nine. Like he taught. I mean, he just.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, William Shatner.
Yeah.
And 438 days is the longest time spent in space at one time by a Russian cosmonaut named Valery Polyakov.
I hope she was doing her muscle exercises. Otherwise, she'd be nothing left. Just a bag of bones when she came back.
Yeah, it was a man. But yes.
Oh, it was a man?
Yeah.
What'd you say her name was?
Valery.
Oh, it's a man, Valery.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's over.
My cultural insensitivity is shown. Is
it? Wow.
Valerie, the Russian lady,
yes.
Man named Valerie.
Yes. Google it. Anyway, in 2021, the FAA issued an order redefining the eligibility criteria to be an astronaut in response to the private space flights of Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The new criteria states that one must have demonstrated activities during flight that were essential to public safety or contributed to human space flight safety in order to qualify.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
As an astronaut, this new definition obviously excludes both Bezos and Branson, and also probably William Shatner.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Did Lance Bass go up? He was talking about it. Did he go from the? Was he from the?
Oh, 98? From NSYNC.
Oh, NSYNC. Yes.
I don't know.
He was talking about it.
Was he?
Oh, you don't remember this? He was gonna pay a lot of money to go.
You gotta pay tons of money to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
An astronaut.
No.
You are not an astronaut.
No, you are not.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the astronaut, did you?
Yeah, so we're gonna play Space Oddity by David Bowie.
You got it. Sarah, Lance Bass would be a Space Oddity.
Yes,
if you want.
Indeed.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Ooh, Legends 102.7, David Bowie, Space Oddity. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about astronauts.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on word origins.
Sure. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
The first use of the word astronaut referred to a spaceship, not a person.
Since 1961, 600 astronauts have flown in space.
And William Shatner is the oldest person to reach space at 90 years old. In 2021.
But not an astronaut.
Not technically an astronaut.
Not an astronaut.
Yeah, went to space, not an astronaut.
Right, all right.
Kind of a big difference.
Kind of a big difference,
yeah.
All right. Folks want to learn more about astronauts. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Did you want to be a space lady when you were younger?
No.
You know,
absolutely
never,
not.
You know, that I didn't want to be
an
astronaut.
I think I knew
either.
From a young age that was never going to be a profession for me.
Your feet were meant to stay planted firmly on the ground.
Mm, yeah. Okay. I think I just, you know, you gotta know your strengths, you know?
And I'm better on my feet on the ground, not floating around in space.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew I was never going to be in STEM.
Right. That's all right.
Who was I kidding? You
That's all right. That's
okay.
All right. You're a great writer and a wonderful orator on the air every afternoon.
Sure.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Yes.
We'll continue our theme week on word origins and see if we can keep that astronaut theme alive.
Ooh.
No way.
I don't know. We'll see.
No way. We'll find out tomorrow. Traffic and weather next. Legends 102.7.